Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back. I'm Dave Lochran with Odd Shopper. It's best NBA bets of, well, what's today? Friday, the 13th of May. That's right. Coming off of, well, here's the cool thing about sports betting. You can have a 1-1 night. Well, we were 1-1, actually 2-1, including the bonus one, and I'll get to that in a second. You have a 1-1, but if you're getting plus money on one and you hit that, it's a profitable night. And like yesterday, Butler versus Embiid, we had Butler points at minus 110. Crushed that pretty easily. Dinwiddie under points, rebounds, and assists. We didn't get there, but I 100% stand. But I'll tell you when I get lucky. I'll tell you when I get unlucky. And I'll tell you if I read one wrong. I usually do if I have a blind spot. I'm perfectly fine going back to this any day of the week when Dinwiddie plays 20 minutes and shoots 5 for 7 from three. And that's why we don't get there. You can't win them all. But we got Chris Paul over 1.5 steals at plus 154. So you go 2-1. You have a nice profitable day because, well, not only do you hit the 2 out of 3, but we also got plus 154 on Chris Paul. So let's try and close the week out, the work week out, in a big way. I got a couple fresh ones for you, and we're running a couple back. I think you guys will be with me here. Let's start it off. Oh, before we do, hit that thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and leave a comment down below. You guys know I try and respond and read all of them, and it helps the channel out a ton. Otherwise, wouldn't ask you, wouldn't care, but I do because it helps us a lot. All right, Draymond Green, over 6.5 assists at minus 130. Now, Green's had a weird series, you know, ejections, blowouts, and all of that stuff, but he's still averaging 15.8 potential assists per 33. Now, that's what I expect him to play tonight, barring foul trouble or a true blowout. They might be saying, like, well, you can't project him for 33. It's a crucial game. I think all things considered, Draymond Green's going to play a lot of minutes tonight, and I think if it's not a blowout or foul trouble, he plays more than 33, but I'm trying to be somewhat conservative here. He's averaging 15.2 potential assists per 33 for the postseason as well. And even if you just look at his minutes per game, just take his actual minutes per game, he's still averaging 13.6 potential assists per game on a team with sharpshooters like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson as those beneficiaries. So when you factor in that he has a 28% assist rate in this series and in the playoffs, the Warriors are coming off an embarrassingly bad loss to the Grizzlies. Do you know they were down 55 points at one point in the third quarter? 55 points. I don't expect anything like that tonight, obviously. But what I'm saying here is I think they come ripping out of the gate here at home, and you're going to see some big point totals. I'll get to that in just a second, too. But even though Green's only gone over 6.5 assists in 4 of 10 postseason games, he was ejected after 17 minutes in one of them. He finished with 6 assists in 3 of the others. And he only played 22 minutes last game in that insane blowout. So I just think all of the underlying numbers suggest that we should be getting more games north of 6.5. So 7+ assist games. And I like that a lot today. Also, you guys, I know you watch this channel and watch this show and have hung with me throughout the year in the postseason because we don't usually give just like crazy narrative-based nonsense without any stats behind it. And when we make plays here, we know that whether they hit or not, we can at least rely on the fact that the numbers back them up. I'm going a little narrative-based here with Steph Curry. I think he goes nuclear tonight. I really do. And I'm looking at laddering some of these point totals. Like over on FanDuel, plus 128 to score 30 points, 30+. He's plus 330 to score 35+. And he's plus 1080 to score 40+ points, or you could just take the over 27.5 points. But I love Curry in this game. He's still one of the most dominant shooters in the league. And when the thing I love about laddering points with Curry is when he goes over these point totals, he can fly over these point totals. So that's one that I want to get out there as well. Also, let's go back to the well with Jrue Holiday. Over 33.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Minus 110 on BetMGM. That's a good number there. It's minus 115, minus 120 everywhere else I've looked. And as you know, at BetMGM, you get $200 free just by signing up and betting $10 on any team to win. If you haven't taken advantage of this yet, it is the literal definition of getting free money handed to you. And as hard as it is to win money in sports betting these days, it's not easy, especially in the playoffs. If you've been watching this video, we've done quite well, not to jinx it, but it's tough. So when you get an opportunity to add $200 to your bankroll, to bolster that bankroll, for any sport you're playing, take advantage of that. These offers aren't around forever. Take advantage of every promo that you're given. Here, all you have to do, click the pinned tweet, the link in the pinned tweet comment, sorry, or in the description. Sign up, deposit $10. That's all you have to do, or more, but $10, and bet any team to win. If they score 22 plus points, either team, which they will, you go ahead and get that 10 turned into 200 like that. It's a beautiful promo. Take advantage of it. Free money is free money, and you should never turn it down. Over at BetMGM, use the link in the description or the one in the pinned comment. But while you're there, hit Drew Holiday over 33.5 points, rebounds, and assists. His final 30 seconds of that game five versus Boston, amazing. Go back and watch it if you missed it. He blocked Marcus Smart's shot on the baseline. I don't know why that play was drawn up, but you know, who am I to say? Blocked it, grabs the block, throws it off of Marcus Smart's knee to retain possession, and then they get fouled, right? Go to the free throw line. Final possession now. The Boston Celtics need points to keep this alive. And Holiday comes in and picks Marcus Smart's pocket. Coincidentally, or ironically, the new reigning defensive player of the year. So just amazing game from him. But the thing about him, outside of being one of the best defensive players in the league, is he's still someone with a high usage rate. He's still someone with a high assist rate. And he rebounds above average for a guard, too. So we were over this prop last time, 32.5 points. It's 33.5 now, but that's okay. Holiday went for 40. And here's the reason. It's very simple. He has a 29.3% usage rate, 27% assist rate, and 10% rebound rate in the series while playing 40-plus minutes every single night. Right? And if you're just looking at raw opportunity totals, it works out to 23 field goal attempts, 3.5 free throw attempts, 11 potential assists, and over 12 rebound chances per game. And he's averaging 35.4 points, rebounds, and assists on 22.7 rebounds and 6.5 assists in this series. I just think we go back to this here. He's doing too much. It's basically Giannis and Drew Holiday shouldering the bulk of the load for this team right now, and I'm okay taking the overs. Also, last one, you guys know this. You knew this before we started, before we even went into this, that we're going back to Jaren Jackson over on the points, 17.5. I'll tell you, we were over 15.5 points in game four, first game that Morant was out, got to 21, and he shot 0 for 7 from 3 and 7 for 21 from the field. We were over 17.5 points. We said, this is still a decent number. We can get there. He had 10 points in the first 5 minutes. And then he had only 13 points halfway through the third. And I'm thinking, oh my God, we're going to lose this. Finishes with 21, though, in 25 minutes in a monster blowout. And that's why we love Jaren Jackson, because he can still get it done, even if he gets into some foul trouble, even if it is a blowout. We've seen it. And in the regular season, 21 games he played without John Morant. Guess what? 18.5 points per game in 26.5 minutes. So I love that he can get there in limited minutes. I love that his usage is at 30% without Morant on the floor this year. All of that looks good. And, let's go back to it, man. Let's go back to it without John Morant. Jaren Jackson, over 17.5 points, -125. Drew Holiday, over at BetMGM. Use the link in the description. Get that free $200. Over 33.5 points, rebounds, and assists, -110. And Draymond Green, over 6.5 assists at -130. And you guys want to have some fun? Hit me up on Twitter, too, if you're getting in on this, because this is going to be a good sweat. Alafi _D, by the way. Lughy _D. Let's ladder some Steph Curry points today. I think he's going to go bananas against this Memphis team after they played whoop that trick, and he just stood there in a monster blowout in Memphis in the grindhouse just with a smile on his face. You know what that means. He's saying, all right, we got you next game. Let's see if he does. I'll catch you guys back here after the weekend. But stick around on Saturday, Sunday. Eitan Shander's got you covered. Peace.